Beloved brothers and sisters, in the third session on correcting wrong answers, I explained how to carefully reflect on the wrong answers we are repeatedly giving, namely sins and evil that are being repeated and clearly revealed. As we recognize in what situations and toward whom we often commit the sins and evil we want to cast off, our prayers become more specific and thus more earnest. You may discover how specific sins and evil are repeated, and they could be the major sins you have to cast off. There are many kinds of evil, but there are major things which have to be cast off right away. I mean, which are often revealed. We have to figure out in what situations and toward whom we have to discover that. Did you do the job? Did you do the homework? Did you, without doing that, even if you hear the word and realize something, like when you don't like the meal, when you visit a restaurant and you may not like the meal outside, sometimes you may be disappointed by the meal served at a restaurant. And you may sometimes feel annoyed. That means you had a lot of irritation. Even over trivial things, even when something doesn't... you have to discover yourself that way. What kind of the people we are meeting many people, and we have coworkers. We are those people who meet often, like our family members and coworkers, or our friends, and our brothers and sisters who are working with us in relationship with them. If you And you have to realize your evil, and you have to realize that you committed evil against some person. You have to discover them. We have to discover them. Then we can figure out what wrong answers are and give the right answer. You have to... Yep. By considering the situations in which evil is revealed and our relationship with the people toward whom we show evil, we can prepare in advance and pray over these situations, enabling us to change more quickly. Wow, I discovered my evil in this specific situation. Then when we pray, we can easily pray about that. Like, Father, I am irritated when I don't like the meal. You have to pray this way specifically. Father, to my sister, to my brother, when they use my items, I feel irritated. You have to pray in this way specifically. You shouldn't just pray vaguely or like... You have to discover the situation or the people whom you show evil. Then you can pray specifically, and you can... We meet such a situation very often. Like, you may feel irritated towards your sister, and when you find her having taken your thing, your sister is taking your item without your permission, and then you get irritated and then got angry, and then if you pray about that, because you and In order to cancel sins and evil, you have to make this effort and that effort. Just because you have a desire to cast off, just because you prayed several times, they are not never cast off. Once you discover it, you have to if we deeply reflect on the wrong answers we give, identify the problems and pray for them daily, how could we not become sanctified? Because we've taken our sins and evil lightly and only vaguely thought about goodness, truth, and sanctification, our transformation has been delayed. When we examine ourselves more earnestly and in greater detail and aggressively and positively deal with our sins and evil, we can quickly achieve a rapid transformation. As I explained practical ways to attain sanctification today, I pray that this message may become your strength, enabling you to be quickly qualified, quickly transformed into true children who resemble Father God. As explained in the last session, we have to find the situations and people that often reveal your sins and evil and daily pray to cast them off and change yourself. You cannot become sanctified with half-hearted prayer. You have there's a problem you want to desperately resolve, then you would pray so earnestly. I think you have that experience. It must have been different from your ordinary prayer. Like when you have a serious problem coming up, you hung on to God earnestly, so earnestly with such prayer. It must be the same earnestness as when you pray for the solution of an urgent problem. Some people, they pray earnestly for the healing of disease, but once they're healed, they don't try to remove the root cause, the original problem, and they have to discover the evil that causes them to commit sin, and you have to pray to remove them over and over again. Then you can such earnest prayer. When you pray earnestly like this, the next step becomes easy to keep it in mind. You cannot correct the bad habit just by thinking about it a few times and making a resolution. Our sins and evil include those passed down from parents and those we made our own by repeating them in life. And since it's combined with you, sin is like combined with your body. This is flesh. In order to cast off the things of the flesh which have become part of you, which have become your habit, how focused you should be, how concentrated you should be to cast off. But otherwise, if you just pray and then forget about that, you are very slow to change. For many years, we lived without knowing they were sins, and even after realizing them through the gospel, we haven't cast them off. So they have hardened as part of us. Therefore, we must strive more earnestly. Even if we discover sins and evil through the word and pray, if the wrong things have become habits, we may forget about them in daily life.
Even physically, if you have bad posture, like you have to stand upright, you shouldn't bend your back. Like, you know, good posture is related to good health. As people become older, their back becomes bent for various reasons. Especially older people, they have developed bad posture. And as they work in the field, as older people, their back becomes bent through hard labor. They may have developed bad posture or developed some problems, physical problems, various problems. Even if they receive massage or correct their posture, their instructor says, oh, your back is like this, your neck is like this, you have to correct. They point out their problem and correct their posture, or that, but do they maintain the good posture like for long? No, only temporarily. Why? Because they have, it's part of their habit. They have their bad posture, like, of what should they do? They have to, in ordinary times, they have to fix their habits. It's difficult to fix their habits. It's same with the sins and evil. Sin has become internalized. Irritation has become a habit. As they become irritated, they don't even recognize that. After they hear the gospel of holiness, they realize that it is an irritation. But even after they recognize it, it's because irritation has become a habit. Even though they know that, so they go back to their old ways, even though they make a resolution, they do it again, go back to their old ways. So they pray at the end of prayer meeting, they shed tears and wind of the nose. But after the prayer, they go back to their old ways again. What should they do? So even after prayer, we are to keep thinking about the sins to cast off and the truth to practice. Then change becomes easier. In your life, the goal for sanctification shouldn't go away. Even in the world, in order to achieve success, like students, they study. They don't just study during the class. Even after class, they do reviews and previews, and they have to keep studying in their daily life. Even for physical success, their life has to be changed. Their habits should be changed. But in your life, for a successful life of faith, in order to become two children, we have to fix our physical habits. So we have to keep thinking about it in our daily life, ordinary life. Then the Holy Spirit will help us and we can change quickly. And as I see you, and some people worship well, pray well, and they are good at two things, but they don't think about it in their daily lives. They are not earnest in their daily life. They don't, God told Cain to rule over his sin. You have to take control of your sin. If you recognize your sins and evil, you have, and God told Cain to screw over his cane, but he didn't. So he ended up killing his brother, which is a great sin. It's the same for us. Once we realize the sins and evil to cast off, once we pray, we should not forget it, but we have to keep thinking about it, and we have to rule over it. For example, you realize that you make many excuses. When corrected, you always explain your position and feel burdened when being advised. It may take a long time for you to realize it. If giving excuses has become your habit, even if you give excuses, you don't know that. Because you don't know? So another people have to points out that it is an excuse. But you reply, I'm just explaining things. I'm not giving excuse. But actually, this is giving excuse. Even you, as the word reminds you, as the word awakens you, as you realize yourself, or in the places of grace, or as you pray continually, the Holy Spirit will give you an awakening, and you can realize your sins and evil, and you find yourself and especially the habit of giving excuses. Even if you give excuse, you don't know it well. You mean when other people who love you, people around you who love you, those people who are with you, when they give you advice, pay attention to them. Pay attention to them and do not give excuse. Do not say things like, I couldn't help it. I had no other choice. When people give you advice, if you really want to be changed, if you want to be sanctified, if you want to enter New Jerusalem, you have to listen to the advice from people around you. And then you have to reflect, not from your own perspective, but in the perspective of the truth. Or you may think, I'm just explaining things. But why people say that this is a giving excuse? Some people, you know, go through many challenges. Some people say, I'm just explaining things, but they say that I'm giving excuse. So I'm not comfortable. Because they don't. So I just keep silent. And then they look upset. And other people say, why do you look upset? But they say, I'm not upset. I'm happy. I'm just not saying things because I don't want to give excuse. But this is not it. Until you distinguish between giving excuses and explaining things, you have to practice self-discipline. You have to be rejoiced and glad when people give you advice. And you can realize the difference between the giving excuses and when corrected, your ways. So you pray, help me not make excuses even when I'm advised or corrected, but accept it with thanks. You pray like that. You pray earnestly. But prayer alone does not change you. You have to keep this in mind and always stay cautious in everyday life. You may be mistaken after you realize your sins and evil, and you earnestly pray, and then you are mistaken. You may misunderstand. I am a different person now. I no longer give excuses. I have changed into a person who no longer give excuses. But it's not the case. You may realize this in your life of faith. Then you need concrete effort. Then your prayer becomes more powerful. But some people don't make concrete efforts. So prayer is finished as prayer. Once you discover yourself, you have to pray earnestly with all your heart. And today we have, and the next session we will talk about the action, showing action. So if you show actions, the prayer becomes powerful and the Holy Spirit helps you, and you can become. But if you only pray and then do not make concrete efforts, then you are very slow in changing. You have to realize this, and that's why you need to make concrete efforts. And you, in your effort should continue in your daily life, ordinary life. You have to dwell on it and try not to.
이것을 명심이라 지금 말씀드리고 있습니다. 그러니 변명하고 이유되는 사람은
Even while talking, you have to remember your habit of making excuses, be cautious with words, and try not to do it. Make efforts. You realize that you give excuses. And in what situation and toward whom? You may have situations, but in specific situations, like also among your friends, you may give excuses, or with your boss, when you are corrected, or your advice, you may give excuses. There are many cases, but like when you are working with your boss, you have to remember that you are giving excuses, and so when you are corrected, you have to keep thinking, I have a lot of excuses. Let's not give excuses. So, if you do that, would you feel discouraged and lose control, lose confidence? But as for me, I make this kind of effort. I also remember the moments when my shortcomings were revealed. And in those moments, when I talk with people, I always thought about that, kept that in mind. Even though I kept thinking, in this situation, I made a mistake. I did wrong, but let's not do it today. And before I had a meeting, before I had a conversation, during the conversation, I always kept that in mind. When I did that, the Holy Spirit also helps you. With such efforts, I change myself. And when we make such efforts, we may feel a little bit discouraged, or I have a lot of excuses. This is, you may feel a little bit ashamed, but I myself like that. I have just such shortcomings. And when such shortcomings were revealed, I tried to change myself. But I didn't feel ashamed because I knew that this is a way to sanctification. And of course, we have to make efforts. But once we become changed, we are being sanctified. So I didn't think like, I am so tired. I'm so exhausted. I'm losing my confidence. I am very ashamed. I didn't think that way. But actually, I took joy in making such efforts. Because with such efforts, we can change and we can examine today and tomorrow. And I took joy in making such efforts. And I pray for... I took joy. So I found my Christian life joyful. I didn't try to find joy from other things, but from these things. Like today, I am better, a little better today than... Yesterday, I gave excuses, but today I am hesitating to give excuse. And as I saw my change, I encouraged myself as well. And I enjoy doing that. You have to practice self-discipline. You have to examine yourself during conversation and even after conversation. But after a long time, you may forget it. But so, what I did, our words reflect our heart. So I try to discover myself from my words. I try to discover shortcomings because our words can reveal our evil. So after a conversation, I checked my words, checked my what kind of feelings I contained in my words, what kind of excuses were in my words. I checked myself immediately after conversation. I still do that. I have such a habit. After meeting people, after having a conversation, I think about the actions and words, and I try to discover my shortcomings. I try to discover the some. I also think people could. And this is a kind of a review, but if you, after a long time, if you try to do it, you may forget it. So you can do the review immediately. Then after having a conversation, you can check your conversation, your words, your. You can also check your feelings and thoughts, discover things to cast off. And after a conversation, you have to recall it and examine whether you try to make excuses or only explain your position. Immediately after conversation, immediately after meeting, you are to examine. This greatly helps you in changing yourself. And at this point, you have to examine your words and heart, thinking, I often make excuses. And then you can exactly find your shortcomings. But if you just think, oh, that person spoke me that way. Not that way. You have to focus on your shortcomings and look at things from the perspective of truth and look at yourself. Then the Holy Spirit helps you. Even when you did not speak out excuses, you have to find the discomfort you felt inside. You feel discomfort because, you are only thinking only from your perspective. Even though you stop giving excuses, you may not be happy inside. So this is, you also have to pray about that and try to, you have to also check your heart and thoughts and try to fix them and examine yourself. As you try to understand from others' perspective and build a habit of saying, yes, I understand, you can cast off the narrow heart that makes excuses and keeps us from receiving correction and advice. These are concrete efforts needed for change. If you just pray without such efforts, it's hard to be changed. For example, some workers cannot embrace those who think differently from them. In meetings, they insist the other person is wrong and refuse to listen, which leads to arguments and spoils the atmosphere. And similar situations often happen not only in church, but also at home and at work. Then, these workers have to acknowledge that they have strong self-righteousness. Fortunately, they may realize this and pray, God, break my stubbornness. Help me become one who serves, respects others' opinions, listens well unless it is a sin, and does not insist on my own way, but makes peace. But once the prayer ends, they forget. So when the next meeting comes, they still have clashes. After the meeting, they feel embarrassed and repent. They seem to acknowledge their wrongs, yet nothing changes. What is the problem? They realize their fault while listening to the word and praying, but in daily life, they forget. So they follow their old habits and remain unchanged. Then, what should they do? They have to pray to fix the repeated failures, such as insisting only on their own opinion and raising their voice to persuade others. Even after praying, they have to keep thinking about them and make efforts to fix them. when I had a similar situation, after that situation ended, after the meeting, I thought about how I did a meeting. I immediately checked myself. After such meetings, after such a conversation, when even in my ordinary life, I thought about myself much times because I have to fix my shortcomings and I have to move up to the next level. I have to, unless I correct my wrong answers, I cannot move on to the next level. In my daily life, it was my priority. After a meeting, even in ordinary times, even when I didn't have a meeting, I kept thinking about it. I kept thinking about, oh, this is my shortcomings. I did wrong. Even after, I have to fix this. Why do I try to teach others? Why do I try to argue some people are incoherent. Even during a brief conversation, their words change. But I am very sensitive to this. So I used to say you say this in the beginning, but why do you change your words? I used to be that person. You say that, but why are you changed now? I remember things well. I'm very sensitive, and I used to point things out. But as I do this, another person may feel discouraged. So I pray to God, Father, I am a person who argues this and that. Why am I acting like a detective in conversations? Why do I have to argue over this, whether this is wrong? Why do I have to be investigating, like an investigator? This was my character. So I try to argue over whether this is wrong or right. So I pray so earnestly, Father, this is my self-righteousness, because if I argue this, another person wouldn't change, but I was doing this. Father, please help me fix this. I prayed over it. This was my prayer. As I pray that, I used to shed tears and middle of the runny nose. Such prayer didn't last 1 or 2 months. I kept praying earnestly until I was changed. And as time passed, I kept thinking about it. I checked myself. I said this, and I regretted having speaking in such a way. I used to be a person who used to point things out. You know, if another person would, it was my character. So I realized that, and I prayed upon it. And I said, Father, let me become a person who does not argue, point things out. So in my conversation, and try to change myself more, and made more efforts. So I was changed with such efforts. Yes, I understood that people may be incoherent. Even if I point things out, and let them know, they wouldn't be grateful. They wouldn't. It's not that I can change another person, but I can only preach from this altar so that they can realize themselves and be changed. I cannot, speak. I tried to change myself in various ways and prayed. Then I was more comfortable with. Sometimes I do need to give advice. And after I give advice,
I prayed, Father, please let that person realize himself through this advice. So, as I changed myself like that, both sides became comfortable. Also, once you realize your shortcomings, you have to pray and make concrete efforts in your daily life. As you pray, you may see the
Let me give you some tip for those who have strong self-righteousness. In your life, you may watch it on news or politics. If you you may have a habit of arguing over this right or wrong, don't do that. If you watch the news and politicians and you say things, oh, this is wrong. They have nothing to do with you. They should have acted that way. That kind of strengthens your self-righteousness. But in looking at yourself, you have to be more concise, more accurate, more closely. And also, at home and at work, they have to remember the moments they insisted on their own way and be cautious with their words. If they are imposing what they want on their spouse, they have to correct that wrong answer. Even if what they say is right or better, they must pray and fix their behavior so that they won't rebuke the other person unless it is sin. And when the next meeting is scheduled, they have to pray more earnestly and they have to pray like, Father, I have a meeting after a week, and at this meeting, let me not insist on myself. You have to pray specifically like that. And when the meeting is approaching, you have to pray more earnestly. And during the meeting, and even during the meeting, you have to tell yourself, I should not speak loudly. I have to pay attention to others' opinions. And you have to make such concrete efforts. Then you can change yourself. In this way, they have to remember the situation where they often gave wrong answers and strive to fix them. This effort is showing action, which we spoke about when discussing how to cultivate our heart field. When we talk about cultivating our heart field, I talk about three things, like worshiping in spirit and in truth, and then pray fervently, and then showing deeds of living by the word. You have to understand the concrete actions, deeds of casting of sins and practicing goodness.
For example, some people feel distressed when they are corrected or advised. They have a small vessel. They have to reflect in the truth and change their thoughts into good ones. Oh, he's giving me advice for my benefit. He's letting me know my mistakes and wrongs. If they have prayed, help me not to feel discouraged when receiving advice, but to give thanks. Then they have to remember this in their daily lives and make efforts. They shouldn't avoid the boss who corrects and advises them, but rather buy him coffee and try to learn more. People who don't like to receive advice, their face doesn't look good. Their face, their expression is not good. After each conversation, they need to examine their heart and thoughts and discover any shortcomings. If you think, I felt less troubled by someone's advice this time, but I couldn't be thankful yet, I should pray about this tonight during dinner prayer. Then you're growing a lot. Change does not happen overnight. It comes as we constantly check our words and thoughts, find what is wrong, pray and ask for the Holy Spirit's help, and become a little better tomorrow than today. To that end, you shouldn't stop at realizing and praying, but remember and reflect on in life and act with examination, especially when dealing with forms of evil that have become part of you or are pursuing the truth. You must keep thinking about them in daily life and have flesh under your control in order to correct the wrong habits embedded in your body, to make a habit of praying without ceasing and crying out in prayer, to maintain. You may have those habits, you know, like you spill food during a meal, and when you lift a spoon, you have to think about that you shouldn't spill the food, and you have to think about that during the meal, and you also have to, like, even in your daily life, if you keep that in mind, you can also change your posture, and then you can develop a new habit, and there will be but if you forget about that in your daily life, just because you pray doesn't mean you can change. Whether you have to think about, habit of to make a habit of praying without ceasing and carrying out in prayer, to maintain a bright and gentle expression, and to correct your habits of speech. You must keep it in mind and make efforts in your daily life. When you habitually pray for sanctification, the Holy Spirit will help. Even so, unless you control your soul, try to think in the truth, and focus on change, the voice and guidance of the Holy Spirit will inevitably become faint. So, from now on, I challenge you to focus on the truth, long for change and sanctification, and strive for them in your daily life. Brothers and sisters, today we learned about the concrete efforts needed for change, not vague efforts, but concrete steps to identify our faults and be changed. I also explained that when it comes to sins and evil repeatedly revealed in our daily lives, we have to specifically identify the situations and the people involved, intensively pray about them, reflect on them, and make efforts. Then we can achieve a quick change. As we pray without ceasing and make specific efforts, the Holy Spirit in us can fully inspire and help us. The Lord said in John chapter 14, verse 26, "The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you." As the Holy Spirit helps us according to this word, we can become sanctified quickly. To that end, please discipline your soul and focus on change. Though thoughts seem to be your own, they are often influenced by Satan, and by what you see and hear, you often fall into judgment, condemnation, and negative thinking. Even if you pray earnestly for change yesterday, if your present thoughts are untruthful or evil, the Holy Spirit cannot inspire you. Therefore, I urge you to keep a vigilant heart against the sins and evil you have recognized, and diligently try to cast them off so that the Holy Spirit can fully inspire you. You have to you control your soul. And when you make such efforts, the Holy Spirit will not stay silent. He will fully guide you and inspire you. And what should you do? Only pray? No. You have to try to control your soul in your daily life. As you have learned the truth, you have to think about that and reflect on that, and try to fix your wrongs, and try to control your soul. Then even your deeds will become perfect. You can experience such works of the Holy Spirit. In the next session, I will speak about trying to solve the solve problems with the right answers. I pray that you will apply this message to your life, make it your own, and gain your own know-how of sanctification.
Hallelujah, our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases, heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pain go away, including backache, headache, and neuralgia. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerate. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to your glory, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.